Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Castology.
Happy New Year to you too.
Oh, Happy New Year. What'd you do for New Year's, Nick?
Have a big one?
A bit dusty?
Okay. No, so we had a couple of friends over and they I've got a cat in April this year, right? And they were just mucking around with Nacho. Nacho's my cat's name.
Is this on New Year's?
Yeah, on New Year's. And for some reason, they let him out onto the balcony and he shat absolutely everywhere. And it's the first time he shat outside of his litter onto the balcony. And that was my New Year's. I had to clean all of that up and everyone left.
It's still not New Year's. How are you making this shit up? Did that actually happen, but just not on New Year's?
No, no, no. Nacho's a very good cat.
Do you think that that's what's going to happen on New Year's? Because, again, we're recording this well before New Year's.
Great question. I don't know. Maybe.
Are you going to feed your cat?
Yes.
You answered very quickly.
Yes.
That's a great question. No.
Maybe don't do that and don't have that New Year's.
No. Yeah. No, look, I don't have any plans for New Year's. I didn't have any plans for New Year's.
But Happy New Year's, everybody.
Yeah. Happy New Year's, everyone.
Let's hope 2021 kicks 2020's ass in a good way, not in a bad way.
Yeah, I hope you had like a good time, whether it was a party or whether it was just chilling. Like, I hope you had just a good turn of the year.
Yeah.
My tip for New Year's is always just like, don't put any expectation into it. Just try to have a fun time. Don't try to go to more than one party. Don't do that.
I did that once and it was a bit.
So that ruins both your night and the people whose party you are leaving's night.
Yeah.
Yeah, I realized that after I did that, not last year, but the year before. But this year I have a feeling that, and I mean, I'll touch base when this episode airs, but I have a feeling like I'm going to cry a lot because I feel like it's going to be the New Year's, like everything from the year is just going to smack me in the face. Mm.
It's not that you're going to cry because 2020's finally over and so suddenly some hope.
Maybe. That's the thing. I think it'll just be a lot of emotions for a lot of different reasons for a lot of different people. So if that was you on New Year's, just look after yourself.
Out, yeah.
Let it out. It's, you know, find your people to be with and self-care, everybody.
Yeah,
please.
Self-care.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're Castology.
Here we are. I'm Nick Leaker, one of your hosts. Across from me is
Zane C. Weber.
Across from me is
Liz Best.
We're here to review some podcasts.
That's what we do.
We have no theme this week.
Nope.
Not for a while. We're just keeping it nice and
we'll just coast.
You sound
themeless.
Really disappointed.
What?
About having no theme. It's like, oh, we don't have a theme.
Well, I mean, we don't.
We could, but we don't.
And
we chose
Zane's
not to.
Fault.
Well, that's Zane for not doing the spreadsheet. So.
Well, guess who's going to put some surprise themes in?
Niche themes for you. Let's do podcast just on stone clearing.
Podcast not about
containers.
Sport.
No containers for you in 2021.
So we have some recommendations.
That's what we do first.
That's exactly right. And Liz, I want to start with yours.
Okay. So you guys know how when I find a particular podcast I like, I then kind of get stuck in a little bit of a rabbit hole of similar podcasts. Mm-hmm. So you guys remember the Renophiles?
I love it.
I do remember the Renophiles.
So this is like the Renophiles, but like they play it even more straight-faced. Mm. So this is the Walker's Switch. So 2 out of 3 people remember Walkers in the UK switching the colours of their cheese and onion and salt and vinegar chip packets. They just changed them out of the blue. But Walkers denies that it ever happened. They have unequivocally denied that it happened. On their website, they say that it never happened. And they're like, you know, contrary to popular belief, this is a whole bunch of bullshit. But there are a whole bunch of people who like remember the ads for when it changed, who don't know each other. They've had full discussions over, you know, remembering exactly the same type of ad, even though they don't know each other. It's just nuts, guys. It's just, this is the cereal of chips. And so the podcast hosts, Lauren Peters and Augustine, I think, Surf, investigate this issue in a forensic manner. They talk to people. They try to figure out whether it's fan theories, whether it's a Tory plot, the Mandela effect.
A Tory plot.
Apparently. yep.
This sounds hungry making.
I feel like this didn't happen in a time before cameras.
So this happened. So they talk to Google. Mm. They talk to Google because there's a plot, apparently, that Google could be in cahoots with Walkers in erasing this from the
right.
internet.
Why?
It's a big. I don't
Does
know.
Google care?
I don't know. Well, because PepsiCo, who the company who own Walkers, have a lot of money because capitalism.
Okay.
That's why
okay,
Google cares.
So capitalism is behind.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Well, it all makes sense
yeah.
now.
Anyway, so Esquire named this podcast one of the best podcasts of 2020. It's a limited series, 6 episodes, each between 15 minutes and 40 minutes long. 6 episodes and it's done. But, like, it's just a really that really weird phenomenon where a fuckload of people remember this thing happening, but the company denies that it happened. No one can find the ads. Like, it's bizarre and so serious.
So this is serious. Thing
where, oh, my God.
Yeah. Anyway, I'll talk about that when we review it. But these girls play it a lot more straight-faced, whereas the Renophiles people did their movie voice about everything being serious.
They sure did.
What a great podcast.
So, yes, the Walker Switch, that was me.
Zane.
I am starting off the year strong with a Zane podcast about words and science.
I like one of those two things.
Cool.
It's called Science Diction and
okay.
it's from
I get it.
NPR. And it's basically, it's like The Illusionist, but specifically about science and science-related words.
Nice.
Oh, cool.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
So, like, you know, how meme actually comes from a biology term rather than a...
I had no idea where meme
came comedy.
From.
Yeah, same.
Do you know now?
Yes, I do.
Oh, good.
Because I've already done my homework.
Yes.
Yeah, so yeah, that's pretty much what it is. It's a short, fun, lighthearted. It doesn't get too deep and dreary. Yeah, from NPR called Science Diction.
Nice.
I don't have much to say about it. It's just a fun
I was
word
say,
podcast.
It just sounds pretty straightforward.
Word
I'm
history.
A really big word nerd. So
yeah, yeah. Word I mean, that's the thing. You brought Illusionist, and this is another one that like kind of been listening to for a while. I just haven't put on because it's quite popular. But this is a really fun podcast. So
sweet.
I brought a serious one last time. Let's bring a fun one this time.
Love it. Love fun word nerds. Don't know. Anyway,
I am
almost.
A fun word nerd.
Yeah, there we go.
Yay.
Yeah, nice. Okay, my recommendation is Smokescreen Fake Priest. I managed to steal this from Liz on our list. So thank you, Liz, for allowing
Look,
me to have this.
Yeah, we both had it on a list. I had it 1 week earlier, but I gave it up because it means I've done my homework. I did. He's like, I'll give it to you. It's fine. I'm like, no, that's fine. I've just realized that if I give it to you, I've already done my homework.
And not realizing, I was like, yeah, great, cool, excellent. Anyway, so this podcast is about a man who claims to be a priest in small town Iowa. Now, the story that sort of forms from this is that he essentially, there's like a subculture of like priests, apparently, that can speak and do their sermons in Latin or whatever the language. I think it's Latin,
it's
right?
Latin.
It's Latin. Yeah. Liz can actually correct me on all of this. Investigative reporter Alex Schumann, who is from a small town himself, actually goes and investigates Father Ryan and the exploits that he sort of took it upon himself to take out on these small town people that believed in these subcultures and went to church.
There's a lot of shit you can do when people believe that you're holy.
Yeah, there's yeah. That I mean, that's honestly a perfect tagline for this. There's a lot of shit you can do when people think you're holy. He did this for 30 years, and it's this whole series. I haven't finished it, full disclosure, but this whole series itself is very interesting about how Father Ryan actually takes like how the con sort of rolls out. And I found Alex Schumann was an incredibly interesting investigative reporter to have on this one because he's a little bit more lighthearted in terms of how he presents the information. But for me, I'm curious to hear about what you guys think of it.
Okay.
So, Smokescreen, Fake Priest.
Cool.
Anyway, we had some recommendations from last week.
We did.
And Liz, I'm feeling even more generous.
Oh, really?
So, Zane, I want you to go first.
Okay. Well, I recommended The Red Nation because it wasn't yet the new year and I wanted to let 2021 know what I was going to be doing with it. So, yeah, The Red Nation is a podcast featuring discussions mainly about North American Indigenous history, politics, and culture from a left perspective. Spoiler alert, it's a lot to do with communism and intersectionality when it comes to queer, Indigenous, and feminist issues.
Okay, so I figured out something about myself when listening to this podcast.
Yes.
And it's that when I believe in the cause of the podcast, I feel really fucking shitty saying I didn't like the podcast. I felt so guilty. Like,
no, you don't have to. And that's
because
kind of
I believe
these
people should be out doing what they're doing. I just was, the interviewer was just not engaging in the two episodes that I listened to.
Which ones did you listen to?
Oh, I forget. I listened to one about, let me try and find out. When you're talking, I'll figure out what ones I listened to. But I just...
No, I know exactly what you're talking about. They would have both been Nick Easties.
Yeah. And I want these guys, I hate shitting on a podcast and having that be a reason why people don't listen. I just think maybe for me, I just didn't find it very engaging.
Yeah, that's totally fair. Because again, this podcast is definitely content first, presentation second.
Yes.
Or even probably third after content and intent.
And I think we listen to so many podcasts now that when one,
it's not easy to listen to.
It's not easy to listen to. Yeah, for me. But I love that things like this exist, and I think these are important issues to be talking about. It's just not for Liz.
Yeah, honestly, I think for me, I think the biggest thing that I took out of it is I think that this show provides a really good framework for other countries and other academics or activists to explore doing the same sort of content for their own place. Do you know what I mean?
I would love to hear one for Australia.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure.
I'm sure there probably are some, but
I'll talk to you about it after the show.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. But for me, I feel the same as
don't
Liz.
Don't you just feel guilty when someone's doing a really good thing and you just don't engage with it?
It's so tough because, like, I listened to one of the episodes I listened to, which I actually thought was actually quite interesting, called Who's Your People, which is being Lumbee and Indigenous in the South, which I found was very interesting because it's about being Indigenous in obviously a very conservative, Confederate-driven area. And I thought that was actually pretty interesting. But the reason it was because I had a basic understanding of, you know, that sort of part of the United States. And I mean, I think there's a couple of other episodes in there where it's not specifically the US. It's
it is mostly North American Indigenous history. So it does get it going to Canada and some Central America.
Yeah.
Okay. I listened to Alcatraz Is Not an Island. Cool. Was one of them, which was a repost from 2019. And North Carolina Keeps Breaking My Heart with Nick Martin.
Right. The other episode I would recommend possibly going back and listening to, just because it's very interesting, is the Savage US Constitution.
Well, actually, that I was going to ask you if there are any particular episodes that you recommend me listening to, because the ones I picked didn't do it for me.
Yeah. The Savage US Constitution is really more of a history episode rather than like a
personal story. All right, I'm adding it to my list right now.
And again, like this podcast is not entertainment. This podcast is outreach for a movement. So really they want to put as much information out there as possible. And I think like what Nick just said, I think what they're doing is more important than what they're necessarily saying, because the way that they're saying it isn't to convince more people. It's to get the people who already want to be involved with them and to move.
Yeah. And that's not to say that the show is bad. I think the show is excellent in the form that it is, but I couldn't connect with it on any level.
No.
And I think also because I think the host of that episode, I don't know if it's the same person, but I just, it was really just bland.
And I'll reassure you with some statistics here. Revolution needs 3% of any particular population to mobilize. That doesn't mean that only 3% of the population support the revolution. It's just that 3% are going to be the active, and then there's another section of the community that support that revolution.
Sure.
I think that both of you will fit very comfortably inside that other part of the revolution, the part that isn't actively
fucking
participating.
Shit up.
There we go. I didn't want to say burning things.
There's where like the middle. There's like the activism people, and there's the actively fucking shit up people. So, yeah, cool.
It was fine.
I mean, no, this, I mean, this is exactly the response I was expecting. This isn't, this, I didn't think that this would be a
I feel so guilty though. Yeah. No, it just makes me feel awful when I don't connect with something that I believe in.
I think, yeah, for me, the key thing here is that if it mobilizes other people in other countries to delve into those histories of their indigenous folk, I think then that, I think the show is actually doing a very good job of setting that sort of standard, I guess.
And I think a lot of the issues that they deal with are almost one-to-one for issues dealt with in New Zealand and Australia. So I think that's a very interesting kind of view for people who in these countries as well to listen to it. But now you know that it exists, so if someone is interested, you can go, hey, listen to this. Or you can go become a patron of theirs. The Red Nation has a Patreon, and I am a supporter.
Cool.
Good stuff. Liz.
Yes.
What was your recommendation?
Oh, look, it's just so long ago.
Oh, no.
Before New Year's, before Christmas, I recommended Outback Stories. So, as I said last week, it's the cover art says Extraordinary Outback Stories, but that's just the name of the media company that for some reason is bigger than the name of the actual podcast or the cover art. I don't know why. Anyway, it is two regional journalists who are flying across remote Australia talking to the unsung heroes of the bush. This podcast touched me, not in a gross way, just in an emotional, like I was really glad to have heard these stories. What did you guys think?
Zane?
I had no, you offer it to me and then you immediately take it.
You go.
How dare you? Sorry. I only had the chance to listen to one of these episodes, and it was the most recent one, which was Barra McHugh's. Loved it. I love this podcast. I'm going to be listening to all of it.
Great.
Like, this is the kind of podcast that I like, learning about real people. I think there is a tendency now that podcasts have become so, the wave is building, that the same people are being interviewed on many different podcasts and you're hearing the same voices over and over again. And more those voices are influencers. And while I think there is a space for influencer podcasts and influencer interviews, I love hearing real people talk on podcasts. And that's really why I love podcasting, is because the barrier to entry is so low. You just really need the intent and a slight nudge with equipment and what have you to be able to put out a podcast. These interviews are great. I'm big fan of this podcast, big fan of what they're doing. And this is an easy and quick subscribe for me.
Great.
Yeah, I agree. This is a phenomenal show. I think it's interesting. I was listening to this while driving for work, and I thought it was the perfect accompaniment to that, because you kind of feel, I don't know, weirdly connected to the land a little bit.
In your automobile, on
the highway to the Sunshine Coast. But for me, I think it's the stories that come out of it. They're short and sharp. I listened to the Dick Wagner Opal Miner episode, which was a phenomenal episode, because it talks about what it's like to relocate your family out there. There are all these little myths about like the different colors of opals. I also listened to the Terry Wheeler episode, which was very, very good about like navigating life on the land. One of the things that I thought that really captured me is that, I don't know whether it's intentional or whether it's just the recording equipment, but the show leaves a lot of foley sound in the background, so you can hear the birds, you can hear different bits and pieces that connect us with where the potential place where these people live. And I found that really effective. Like, I don't know whether it's intentional or not, I don't know, but I thought, I was like, this is such a nice little touch to keep this in there, because it means that, it tells me as a listener that you're on the ground there with that person and talking to them. And the hosts, who I'm blanking on the name, Lucy and Lucy, are terrific hosts, terrific interviewers. This is an absolute subscribe for me. I am very excited to jump on and finish every single episode of this.
Great. There's one episode I really want to point out that I actually just listened to today, which was about the Naked Farmer movement, which is basically they do like this Naked Farmer catalogue, but it's to draw attention to the mental health of people who live and work remotely and have to deal with horrible issues like drought affecting their livelihood, and to encourage specifically men to talk up about their mental health. And I think it's a really, really good movement, and an episode worth listening to. But I'm really chuffed that you guys both like this, because it's important, and it's one of those ones where, you know, as I said, you would never hear these stories before, and they're some beautiful, colourful people, and it also brings attention to the fact that it's fucking hard to live in the middle of nowhere, and that if you can be helping farmers in any way, shape or form, please do.
Buy a bale. One of the things I actually thought of when listening to this, I was like, I would love to show this to a few of my friends over in the US and Canada and be like, have a listen and see if you can understand what's being said. obviously that sort of the larrikin.
The twang.
The twang. There's little bits and pieces where I'm listening to it. I'm like, oh, I feel like people that are listening to it from, you know, like foreigners would be like, hold up. What does this mean? What's that? Which I think like sings even more beautifully into the voices that they've actually got on the show. So I'm curious and I'm really excited to see what they're going to keep pumping out next.
Sweet.
Yeah, I think, I mean, we've said it before, but about kind of more hashtag important topics, but like this is also a really great example of what real and actual journalism can accomplish through the medium of podcast.
Yes.
With these getting up close and personal with real people. And
this
learning
is stuff
about
that normal
struggles.
News organizations do not have the space for. Like, no. It used to be a cornerstone of journalism that you could profile people and get stories told in features, but if it's not in a 24-hour news cycle, no one gives a shit anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which we do as readers and listeners. We give a shit newspapers. So this stuff is important, and you need to let journalists have time to do things like this, especially for podcast form now.
Yeah. Please.
So, my recommendation was a sports interview podcast called Ordinarily Speaking, which brings on professional athletes, Australian athletes, to talk about their careers, their life outside the sport, mental health. What did you guys think?
I hate sports podcasts.
I know.
However, when there are stories that transcend the sport, I am so much in that I was crying during one of the episodes that I listened to this week. So Nick just did a victory.
I don't mean that
as
like, yeah, you're sad, but yeah.
I listened to the Ryan Pearce episode on Phil Hughes and what it was like to be photographing on the day that he got hit with that ball. And it is so clear that both Ryan and Neroli are struggling with the memories of that, because she had to break the news on the news that he'd passed. And hearing that kind of raw vulnerability, and each one of them kind of coaxed the other one into saying the parts of their story that were, you know, difficult for them to get through. I thought she did a really good job of asking really sensitive but probing questions. I also listened to the episode. I listened to two episodes. I also listened to the episode on Sabrina Duffy. And her journey from the foster system to playing for Freo, which I thought was another really great, interesting story. I give no shits about sport, but people overcoming adversity and triumphing despite the system and the world trying to pull them down is stuff I can get behind. And Neroli is a really good interviewer, which I was a bit cranky because she works for Fox and I'm not down with Fox. But she's very good at her job, and she's very good at getting people to share vulnerable moments with her without being pushy, and kind of, I feel like she's very empathic in the way that she interviews. Yeah. So I really liked this, and I hate you for making me like it.
just on the Fox thing, I actually think Neroli was part of the big cuts they did for COVID, so she actually doesn't work for Fox anymore.
Oh,
so
good. Well, then you're all right in my books, and she probably Neroli's hates Fox as much as I do.
Yeah.
I mean, I agree. I think like this, describing this as a sports podcast is a stretch. This is definitely like a personal interest podcast, and the common theme is they all worked as sports people.
Yeah. It's like Ted Lasso is not a sports TV show. Yeah. It's about the people.
Yeah.
I also really enjoyed it. I do think Neroli is a very engaging interviewer. I listened to three or four. I found my interests waxed and waned with the interviewee. I think there were some that I cringed away from because, again, that kind of Australian male presence I really don't like. But that being said, this podcast is a very interesting approach to, and again, a very important approach to sports and sports people. Because, again, we kind of treat them in Australia as
gods.
Well, but also, like, when they fall, like, we don't care about them at all.
They're I was going to say chess pieces, but they're like, you know, they're like fucking foosball players. I don't know. Like, they're not, they're objects.
Yeah, they're avatars for our, like, yeah, we really buy into the identity
and
that is.
And it's really hard when you watch someone fall publicly and everyone's just like, bleh, fuck you. But, like, they're people.
Yeah, they're humans
they're
too.
They're people.
Yeah.
And I think this does a really good job of personalizing the players, and dealing with the issues around it. So yeah, this is a really good podcast. I probably won't subscribe just because like it's heavy in a way that I'm not particularly interested in putting myself through often.
I'd be keen for Nick to curate a couple of episodes, like if you're still listening to it, a couple of episodes that you think I might enjoy.
Yeah, I was going to say I might do that and I'll put in the show notes as well.
Yeah, sweet.
I mean, yeah, that's probably my one warning I'd put out is like if you're not in a headspace for this podcast,
avoid
it. Because it is, and they don't really give
trigger warnings. I was going to say there's no
people
warnings.
Who don't like sports don't need trigger warnings. Tough.
They're all cherry tough nuts.
That is why this podcast
that made me cranky.
needs to happen. But yeah,
I was going to say that it's one of those things. Narrowly's pretty active on social media, so the show finished just as COVID was hitting Australia. So I don't know whether it's coming back or not. But Narrowly's pretty up with that sort of stuff. So if you hit her up with that, like with the trigger warning stuff, I'm sure that they'd put that at the start of the episode. So that might be something that we can do. But yes, it does us.
Yep.
For our first episode of 2021. Oh, unreal. What a year it's been. Am I right?
Woof.
What a year the last 4 days
have
been.
I am so sorry to 2016 for like harping on how shit you were. You were a fucking angel compared to 2020.
Yeah, 2020 was just a dog shit year.
I feel like 2016 grew up to be 2020.
Yeah, ooh, 2016 was the teenager who just took everything that we love and smashed it.
Yeah,
that's a great.
And then
one.
It finally came back from university and ruined the family.
Yeah, came back from university, got a job at like evil conglomerate and took everything we love from us.
Thanks, 2016. Anyway, that'll do it for this week. Let's backhand. Liz, what did you recommend this week?
Walker Switch.
Zane?
I recommended Science Diction.
And I recommended Smoke Screen Fake Priest. You can always get us on facebook.com/castology. We have a website. That's not canon.com/castology. You can put in a little form. There's all kinds of neat things that you can do there. Zane will do it all. Thanks, Zane. And we'll listen to it. We may recommend it.
Yeah.
But
and
no
you
guarantees.
Know, we're on all the social medias.
Yeah, Instagram, Twitter.
When Nick remembers
when
to
I
do
remember
it.
When I remember to do it. I will do it, Liz.
You say that, but this is weeks away.
2 weeks.
This is 3 weeks since your last post.
What's it, 3 weeks?
Time of recording.
Fuck, okay. Look, that's going to stop because I'm going to start. I just told Liz I'd start scheduling shit.
2021, it's a new year.
New year, new me. but yeah, that'll do us for this week. I've been one of your hosts, Nick Bleeker. Across from me has been
Zane C. Weber.
And
Liz Bess.
Keep listening to podcasts, people.
Are you sick of humans? Do you want to learn cocktail facts to horrify your coworkers at your next fancy Christmas party? Or do you simply want to horrify the next person that rants about what lifestyle is or is not, quote-unquote, natural? Then you should listen to Fonication, one of the most ethically questionable podcasts out there, dedicated to unnecessary education and airing out Mother Nature's dirty laundry. Tune in for exciting phrases such as love darts, elastic navel cavities, echolocation jamming reproductive organs, and inconveniently located teeth. If any of those phrases horrified you, that's okay. You're completely normal, and I welcome you and your affliction anyways. So stop by and learn about all the Google searches I did so you don't have to. Fonication is available on all platforms and for as long as I fly under the FBI's radar. New episodes every other hump day, because of course I chose Wednesday.
That's Not Canon Productions podcast.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.